of the airwaves. These airwaves, that is. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, and the number is here for you at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Holding the line here is Larry, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. He has called in due to a discussion we've had kind of throughout the week here thus far. I know it's only Tuesday, but we've been talking about Indianapolis and what's happening there with the Super Bowl coming to town. It's they're ramping things up. For the last year and a half, they've been doing, you know, road work and putting in planters and whatever other kind of beautification projects and spending all kinds of taxpayer money on this. In fact, they spent a bunch of taxpayer money to build the new stadium in which they will be playing the Super Bowl. So there's all kinds of money that taxpayers are on the hook for as far as, well, making it so football fans can watch a game. That's what's been going on. And also, the government has brought in extra cops from all over the place, apparently, because there's 1,000 cops. I was told there are 700-something cops normally in the city of Indianapolis, but there will be at least 1,000 that will be on duty for the Super Bowl. And I don't know if that's in addition to the 700. That wasn't made too clear. There's going to be a lot of cops on the streets this weekend because Indy is expecting over 150,000 people to come in just for Super Bowl weekend. So it's starting to ramp up now. And Larry's on the line with us because he says this is good. He likes having all these police in the streets because there's a gang. There are gangs out there. There are people doing graffiti. They're robbing people. They're threatening people. There's murders apparently all the time in some places in the city. And you're saying this is good. Bring the cops out. They keep people safe. Is that pretty much what you're putting out there, Larry?
Oh, yeah. So, I want to take my family down there for a hot dog and run the zip line and all that stuff. I got a pocket full of money, and who knows that?
Criminals.
Yeah, you think M13's going down there for Super Bowl?
I have no idea whether M13's going down there at all. I mean, maybe they'll stay away because it's a populated area and it's easier to commit crimes on deserted in deserted alleys or something like that. But I've got this question for you, Larry. Now, I mean, I think it would be unfair to say that a police presence doesn't diminish crime. Obviously, that's true, but I think that also the fact that people might have weapons to defend themselves diminishes crime. I live in a town that has no cop. But there's no crime there, because if you do a burglary in my town, you're going to get 44 caliber brain surgery. I mean, that's what's going to happen. So I guess, I mean, my question to you, does it scare you at all, the idea of people with, you know, army helmets and sunglasses and flak jackets and black uniforms with their pants stuck in their boots, carrying submachine guns over their shoulder? Does that bother you?
You know that ain't happening.
Yep. Go to New York City. Take a look at these pictures that we've looked at.
Oh, just in an app of Super Bowl.
Okay. There's a picture of a guy with his pants tucked into his boots, wearing a green uniform, the military color, wearing sunglasses, and carrying an MP5 slung over his shoulder.
I don't think it was an MP5, but it was some sort of machine gun.
Submachine gun slung over his shoulder.
That's for your radio show. This ain't real. We going down there to watch the Super Bowl and have all the fun activities going on down there, and we got a pocket full of money, and if you take all the cops off the street, we can't do that.
That wasn't my question to you.
You're repeating yourself.
Hold on. Larry, have you been to the Super Bowl activities?
I wouldn't go down there on a bet.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
You have no idea what's going on down there, but you're making a claim about what's going on down there. You see a problem with that?
Yeah, I've been down there at the Black Expo.
What is the Black Expo?
People get shot down there.
What is the Black Expo?
Is that a racist statement?
The Black Expo, it's not a racist statement.
Well, what do you mean the Black Expo? What does that mean?
It's an activity that goes on in Indianapolis, Indiana.
So
Is it a shooting contest? What is it that people are getting shot there? What is
the Black Expo? Are you saying it's an activity? Of what sort of an activity?
It is for
It's for black what?
It's for black enlightenment. I mean, you know, we're here.
And what's wrong with the, with enlightenment? What is wrong with the, if the Black Expo is some sort of a convention for black enlightenment, which is sort of what I'm extrapolating from what you're saying here, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Why did you bring it up?
People get shot down there.
At the Black Expo?
Yes. Won't you,
why would people be getting shot at some place where people are... what?
This isn't making any sense.
No, you're not making any sense at all. You got one more chance to get your message out. Go ahead, Larry.
There's not enough police down there to control it.
I thought you said 1,000 police wasn't. How many police do you need?
There's going to be 50 million people down here, and I don't think...
No, sir. There will not be 50. There will not be 50 million people. There will be 150,000 or so. And thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
We ran an event in Sarasota, Florida. Had you know, there was regular, there was security, but there were no police at it. There were 60,000 people at it. Nobody was getting shot. I don't understand. I mean, is the Black Expo where black gang members go to shoot each other? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't get it, but, I mean, forgive me for sounding like a conspiracy nut, but it seems to me like this is social conditioning somehow. Like, Larry was calling, and he's just a victim of this social conditioning. Like, how does one get people to love their slavery with bread and circuses, you know? And so the media ramps this stuff up, and they instill all this fear into people about what dangers exist at this, what could be a peaceful event. And then they have all that police presence. It's weird that he's not even going, and yet he's afraid of the environment there.
Okay, so...
Well, he claims to know what the environment is.
The Black Expo is some sort of a... looks like IndianaBlackExpo.com. According to the story here, it is some sort of a yearly convention that they have. During the post-civil rights movement, IBE established a positive structure in the community that reflected African Americans, which was an important and much-needed development. After 2 years after attending an expo in Chicago, a few religious and civic leaders in the community decided to establish an Indiana-based Black Expo. They understood the pressing need to create an avenue to display positive African American ideas and thus founded the Indiana Black Expo in 1970. So then it goes on to talk a little bit more about the history of the project. But this does not sound like the place where you're going to find a bunch of gangbangers. So I couldn't tell
maybe
what
he's talking about outside the event. You know, people go and they get robbed outside the event.
It sounded to me like he was suggesting that there's going to be gangbangers at the Black Expo shooting one another or something like that, because, you know, that's what black people do. He didn't say that, but that was the impression that I got from him. I don't know.
I don't know. He seemed to choke up when you
were... He said that, you know, that the pictures in the media about the police presence weren't true. And, you know, like, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I got Rob on the line here. Subject line of the call screen. Wants to clarify what that hillbilly was saying. Rob, in Indianapolis, thank you for saving this conversation. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I've called you guys a few times in the past, but just to kind of clarify what he was stating... There is a Black Expo every summer. It's called, they call it the Summer Celebration. That name has recently changed to that to kind of get away from the whole Black Expo tag.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big event. I mean, they even have their own specially licensed plate here in Indiana.
Wow. Mm.
The reason that people, now again, please, I'm coming to this with an open mind, okay? So this isn't trying to be racist. I'm not trying to be judgmental. In the past, and I'm talking about a recent past, not like 20 years ago. I mean, the last few years, there have been shootings, people getting beat, people getting mugged, almost semi-riot breaking out downtown for these events.
Okay.
It's not trying to be funny and, oh, just a bunch of hillbillies from Indiana, a bunch of racists. No, it's pretty bad. Not too long. Not this past year. I think they kind of learned their lesson because there wasn't much going on this year. They did step up police presence quite a bit, almost on every corner to try to make sure that no violence broke out. But the year before that...
Why do you think that's happening? I mean, if this event is an event about culture and heritage and community, why is it attracting people of that sort? I'd be interested in hearing more about your thoughts on that. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
Hi, Mike Penns with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Penns, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs a question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Penns, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Penns, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there. In fact, if you've got a smartphone, you can head up m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can get quick access to our live streams and the podcast, m.freetalklive.com. Speaking of podcasts, you can visit audiblepodcast.com/FTL to get your hands on, or your ears rather, on a free audiobook. Because, well, it's hard to sit down and actually read those old things with pages in them. And it makes it a lot easier to absorb information or the latest novel by audio form. And if you want to give it a try, you should. AudiblePodcast.com/FTL is where you can go. It's fast, easy, and affordable, especially since the first one's free. But you'll also find they've got a huge selection. Everything from classics to brand new releases.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with since it's the primary night, the three Ron Paul books. End the Fed, Liberty Defined, or The Revolution, any one of which you can get free from AudiblePodcast.com/FTL.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. You get a free gold membership and your first download free over at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get your books in without having to stop, and it's, you know, stop your day. You can go from point to point, listen to these things, drive around, and get your reading done without ever having to look at any words. All right, so more coming up here with your thoughts at 855-453. We've got Rob on the line in Indy telling us about something that's new to us. Obviously, we don't do the show directly from Indy. We're a syndicated radio program, so we're on a number of markets, but Indianapolis is probably our biggest market during the week, because we're on all week long in Indy, and of course it's awesome, and we're glad to be on and grateful for everybody listening there to WXNT. Talking about police protection, and one guy called in to say that we need to have more police protection because there's shootings at the Black Expo, and I don't know what he was getting at. He was very confusing. It almost sounded like he was intimating that whenever the Black Expo happens, there's shootings, and I don't think that's necessarily true. What I am seeing here, though, is there have been shootings. It says back from 2010, 10 young men were wounded Saturday night as gunshots ricocheted throughout downtown streets crowded with Indiana Black Expo summer celebration attendees. Police said they had video of a man on foot who opened fire indiscriminately at a downtown intersection, but made no arrests as of whenever that was. They go on to say that the victims' ages ranged from 10 to 19.
Mm. So they had video of this, but they haven't done anything about it? Is that what?
Well, this was in 2010.
Well, people are always talking about how important it is to have cameras all over that are government-controlled. Mm-hmm. I'd like to point out that they've got video of the guy doing a shooting here and haven't managed to do anything about it.
Right. So, I mean, I'd be curious to know more about who this alleged shooter was. Let's go back to Rob, though, listening in Indy to WXNT. Rob, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, actually, I did catch him. His name is, I forget his last name, but his first name is Seamus, and he actually shot people in two different locations, and they did catch him shortly thereafter.
Seamus.
Now, is this not a shooter?
Yeah, he is not. He is not an Irish-American. He is an African-American.
And what was his motivation?
He was just retaliating at another gang.
So the people he shot were actually gang members, the 10-year-old?
There might have been one or two, or who knows how many down there, but he just opened fire and just unloaded and hit all kinds of people. Mm. And as I said, it was actually two separate locations.
So really this has more to do with gang violence than anything, like some sort of problem with the Black Expo.
So he wasn't robbing anybody?
No, it's not so much about I wasn't robbing anybody. Not so much the problem with the Expo, it's the problems that the Black Expo attracts. That's where the problem is. That's what most people have an issue with. Again, this last year, there was hardly any incidents. It went off pretty smoothly.
Well, that's
a lot of local businesses downtown, they also don't like to be open during the Black Expo.
Have you ever been to these things, Rob?
I've been downtown before for these, yes.
Okay.
And I prefer not to go. They say it's a multicultural event. It's for everybody. But you do get, again, just from my personal experience. I'm not talking for everybody, okay? But from my personal experiences, yeah, usually you'll look at it a little bit differently. So yeah. I prefer to stay away. I don't go downtown during that time, unfortunately.
What is the security like? Do they, make people be disarmed when they go into these things?
Well, during the whenever there's any kind of youth rally or youth event, I think they are having them pass the metal detectors now. They are, I don't know about pat-downs or whatever, but I think they're metal detectors for any kind of youth celebrations. and they've been ending them earlier. They used to maybe end them later because during the summer, but I think they have earlier end times now and try to make parents pick them up, but not all that always works. But again, this past year, it was successful, wasn't any kind of violence, but the city was tagged with a lot of overtime because a lot of the police officers, they were pulling detectives out, they were pulling everybody downtown.
So tell me, you say it attracts violence, you think. Is that because some gang members are attending and other gang members know that there's going to be gang members there, and so therefore they figure, oh, this is a good time to get them or whatever, to go and attack them?
That is one scenario. Not just one gang. I mean, all the gangs go down there. It's just people try and go out there and hang out and have a good time and enjoy the music and the festivities, and one gang doesn't like somebody else, and somebody's got a gun. And
right. So this is a gang problem, is more so than it is, you know, the Black Expo problem. Gangs are obviously in India at all times. So
attracting the problem.
Rob, I appreciate the detail. Thank you for coherently being able to tell us what the Black Expo was and what was going on. I appreciate your call at 855-450-FREE. So let's talk briefly before we continue with your calls about gangs, because if it weren't for Prohibition, the gangs would probably not be at the Black Expo, because
they wouldn't be existing,
because gangs exist based on prohibited products and services. So as long as guns and drugs and prostitution and other gambling and other things like that are illegal, the gangs will always have things on which they can make a lot of money. And, of course, we know that gangs fight over territory, because one gang wants to deal drugs in one area, but if they find out a rival gang is dealing drugs in that same area, then they will attempt to enforce their, you know, their belief about their territory on the other gang, and they will enforce it with violence. And, unfortunately, innocent people sometimes get caught in the crossfire, which, if it's happening at an event like the Black Expo, it's likely that there's going to be innocent people around, potentially being shot or harmed in these gang battles. And so, again, it all comes back to the government's prohibition.
A lot of these gang members have as heroes, or, you know, people, they idols that they look up to, people either in their community or, you know, nationwide, who propose to make a living off of selling drugs and having nice and fine cars and you know, loose women and whatever else it is that they have. If the drugs weren't illegal and therefore they could be sold at, you know, the local drugstore, mm-hmm. the gangs would be disempowered in this way. People wouldn't have this this idolization of the criminal lifestyle. I think, you know, gangs can still exist in an absence of prohibition on whatever, but, you know,
there will still be young toughs who might gang up or get something together,
perhaps start a thieves guild or something of that sort, but not nearly.
They won't have the organization. They won't have funding, more importantly.
That's absolutely.
It's just tragic that there are 10-year-olds and teenagers dying in these sort of gang-related incidents. What concerns me is that caller Rob was saying that people are disarmed when they go into these expos. I would think that it would be a much safer Indianapolis if people were able to protect themselves when they left the event.
We'll take more of your thoughts here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share them on the police or gangs or prohibition or whatever's on your mind. Even Ron Paul, we still got him in the background. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll get all kinds of stuff totally free. You can watch and listen to us via the webcam over at cam.freetalklive.com and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners because they're there in the chat room, which is built into the same page as the webcam. All of it free. cam.freetalklive.com.
You know, you need to be prepared in a time of a disaster, whether it's, some kind of natural disaster, you get snowed in, or
warring gangs outside.
That's right. It could happen. Floods. You never know, what is going to occur, that you need to have some food on hand. You won't be able to get to the grocery store. Most Americans, they don't have that much food in the house. WiseFoodStorage.com makes it easy for you. You can get these plastic totes. They're filled with these meals, and all you have to do is add water to them. They're ready to go. They're good for 25 years. They come in metal Mylar pouches. All you do is tear the top off, add some water, and they can prepare right in the pouch. The flavors are great. Everybody who's had any of the ones that we've had here have commented on them, how good they are. I've had emails from people saying that they really enjoyed them. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com. Get a free entree sample. Test it out for yourself today. You can go to WiseFoodStorage.com. It's right there at the top of the page. Request a sample. It's in green. It's a green rectangle. Or you can call 855-FOODWISE. Either way, you're going to have to mention Free Talk Live, just so that they know where you came from. It's WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. When you buy, and you likely will after you get the free one, use promo code FTL. You can get free shipping that way. The peace of mind's included. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE, coupon code FTL.
We continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Mark, listening in Minnesota to WNMT in the northern portion. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
just wanted to talk about the cops in Indianapolis. I'm just wondering what your problem is with having that many cops on hand.
My problem is not that the idea of protection is a bad thing. I support the idea of protection. But my problem is being forced to pay for a monopoly on protection.
My concern has to do with people that tuck their pants into their boots, people that wear sunglasses, people that wear helmets that look like the stuff from World War II, people that carry submachine guns around their shoulders, and America getting desensitized to a police state. That's what my concern is. Do you have a similar concern?
Well, I'd like to hear what Derek J's concern is first.
Well, I was concerned that they're disarming people. The thing I want to promote and instill is that people are capable of defending themselves, and I would recommend people train to defend themselves, because it's not best to count on others when your life is in danger.
Especially ones that are not legally liable to protect you in any way, shape, or form.
Especially those.
It's not to say the police don't want to protect people. I think many of them do. But ultimately, if they don't, then there's no way that you can hold them accountable for that. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, you said in your tone you don't have any cops, and, you know, a robbery or burglary or whatever would be dealt with a 44 to the head or whatever.
Likely. I mean, I think that is a big fear of people doing burglaries where I live.
Okay, yeah, I live in a similar, you know, kind of part of my land here where I live is like that as well. But let me ask you this. If you go to the bar, do you bring your gun with you? Or a
knife? I can't carry a gun. I'm a convicted felon.
Okay. Well, have you ever been in a bar fight or something, any kind of fight where someone has a gun or a knife or something like that?
Never been in a bar fight where somebody has pulled a knife or a gun on me, no.
Thank goodness,
no. I have been, and you'd wish you had some cops around at that point.
Well, why wouldn't you just wish that you're armed?
Well, I hear you, but if you get, you know,
I mean, pulling a gun out of your pocket, you're gonna have a faster response time than the cops.
You can protect yourself all you want, but there's a lot of people that are a lot more crazy than you are out there.
The point Derek is making here is when seconds count, cops are only minutes away. I mean, you know, that's an important
exactly.
aspect.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. That is true, but, you know,
this is the police stating of America. The people tucking their pants into their cops tucking their pants into their boots, putting on sunglasses, wearing German infantry helmets, wearing black garb. Does this not slinging submachine guns over their shoulders? Does that bother you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, okay. That bothers me.
Because that's what bothers me here. It doesn't bother me that Officer Friendly is out there, you know, that they have an increased presence in the Super Bowl area, because everything needs security. I've got that. What concerns me is that they run this, they're beginning to run this country as though it is a prison.
Well, hold on a second, Mark. They've been running it that way for a while. It's just becoming more obvious and in your face. But the other thing that's important to point out here is that, yeah, it's okay to have protection. I'm cool with somebody being there, whether it's a club security or somebody else that is there to provide protection. I'm all right with that. If that's all that the police were doing was actually protecting people, it wouldn't bother me. Like, if I knew that the cop on the street corner was only interested in protecting me from violence, I'd be cool with that. But unfortunately, the cop on the street corner or the cop in the bar or wherever it is you want them to be, let's go back to the bar example, the cop in the bar isn't going to be there just to break up a fight. The cop in the bar is going to be there to check your ID and to make sure that you're not drinking too much and to make sure that, you know, that you don't, they've got all these silly little rules that they're enforcing that have nothing to do with people actually being victimized. And they're far more likely to arrest people at that bar who've never hurt another human being, simply because the cops these days are focused on putting peaceful people behind bars and extracting as much money and obedience out of them as possible. So I have more to fear from the cop in the bar than the guy ostensibly who might possibly be carrying a gun, who I might possibly get in a fight with at some point in the indeterminate future. I know that cop is looking for people to arrest and put in cages, whereas, you know, bar fights are a lot more random. So I'd rather allow the bars to decide what kind of level of security to have. I'd rather let them make those decisions and let the consumers decide which bars they'd like to patronize because of safety factors, for instance. How's that sound?
Sounds great. I got one more thing for you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you guys see what happened in the last Stanley Cup game, the NHL hockey game? I believe it was in Vancouver.
After
the riots, and they pretty much burned the city down.
Whoa. When was this?
This last year.
So they pretty much did. So I guess Vancouver survived this, but
You know what I mean. I mean, they were burning cars. And,
it happens.
I mean, they trashed a lot of stuff.
Some people take their sports way too seriously.
It's absurd.
They come unglued. And absolutely. When you're talking about metropolitan centers like this, it's not the same as people living in sort of, small cities and rural areas. They have their whole set of challenges that are completely unlike it. But I would question whether or not metropolitan centers of that size could really exist in a world where they couldn't extract forcibly funds from people. That these things tend to crop up, in my opinion, because they're able to tax your land as if they own it.
I hear you that security is a concern, Mark, and it's becoming a bigger concern as time goes by, as the economy gets worse. But the question is, who do you want to provide your security? I don't want the police to provide my security. I don't think they do a very good job.
It's a monopoly. You're forced to pay for it.
I'd rather do it myself or hire someone else.
Right, and then if you actually hire someone to provide security, then they're on the line. They get a contract. The contract specifies that they're supposed to provide certain services in a certain way, and if they don't, then you've got an issue you can take to court.
Right.
You can have.
If something happens at this Indianapolis event and the police somehow mishandle it, they're not responsible for their actions in the same way a security company would be responsible for mishandling that event.
Hey, thanks, Mark, for the call. I appreciate the thoughts and the issue bringing it up there. 855-450-FREE. There are a few moments remaining, and still enough time for your thoughts. 855-450-3733. You can take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time to sneak your call in at 855-450-FREE. If we don't get you in tonight, don't worry. We do it 7 nights a week. You can always join us tomorrow night. 855-450-3733 here tonight with you. It's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join Derek J. on his website, livefreeordance.com. And Derek J. is going to have likely some video, some very revealing video coming up soon. And, Derek, you're normally a very well-dressed guy, but you're going to be dressing down big time when it comes to what's happening on Thursday.
Thank you. Yes, I like to pride myself in wearing nice clothes, but this time I will be wearing almost nothing. I'm expecting to be in just underwear and a bow tie and sunglasses. Got to be modest.
Of course. And it's all going to be happening at the airport in Manchester with Kelly Voluntarius, who did the same thing. Well, not the bow tie, but she did have her underwear on in the airport a couple weeks ago. It ended up making national news, but not as wide as it should have. There was some Clear Channel stations that took the story and put it up on their website, so it kind of got syndicated across a bunch of morning show, like kind of websites for Clear Channel. But aside from that, it didn't really make a big splash. So maybe if we have a male and a female go and take off their clothes at the airport in protest of the TSA.
That'll make a difference.
We're going to have our bases covered, and there are going to be a couple other things we're going to improve about this time.
So we'll clue you in if you haven't heard yet, or if you haven't heard by the next time Derek J's on, we'll certainly recap what happened next next week. So let's continue with you and your thoughts here in the meantime, and go to Mark in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Mark, you're on with Ian, Derek Jane, and I'm
Mark. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just had a little side bar on your Indianapolis story about a mall that they've taken over. I'm out of breath. Back in the summer here.
Who has taken it over?
Homeland Security.
What?
Right now, FBI and two other agencies that I don't recognize.
Taken over a mall, like a shopping mall?
Well, they've leased it or purchased it. And it's like the command center for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Well, they're going to need some space.
Malls are having a tough time, so it doesn't surprise me they found an empty mall.
Yeah, it's an old 1970s mall that's been abandoned for like a decade, you know.
Like a strip mall.
Wow, yeah. Interesting.
And all the security cameras go back to this place, and the cops can punch up their PCs and see any intersection in the city.
So has there been, there's been reporting on this? You've seen that's how you're aware of it?
There's been a couple news stories in the Indianapolis Star, but not a whole lot of coverage on the TV, you know?
So basically, they would have had to set that up pretty far in advance, right? Like this.
Oh, they've been working on it all summer.
Hmm.
They've been digging underground and.
How did you hear about
this? In and out of it.
You heard about it on news reports, so it's public knowledge, is what you're saying. But here's my question: what happens after the Super Bowl to this command center?
Well, there's even a temporary jail holding facility in this thing.
Wow.
Just for the Super Bowl. But yeah, they've taken over the whole mall. It's been a work in progress for 8-9 months now.
That's creepy to me because I understand that government programs don't tend to go away. Like when a government program starts, it doesn't usually leave. So if they're digging tunnels and running cables,
it's a permanent thing.
Right. Like I'm saying, this is probably not just going to shut down. Then they go, let's pack it up, boys.
No, it's not.
This is job creating. We don't want to destroy jobs.
That's creepy, man. Thanks for sharing that tonight, Mark. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I was down there earlier today, close to the activity, and they had this big helicopter flying, I don't know, 100 feet off the ground. I mean, if it was flying downtown, it'd been running into buildings.
Wow.
It was flying that low, you know.
And this was at the Super Bowl thing?
Yeah, this was maybe a mile outside of downtown, you know.
And this was a police helicopter?
It was black. It was painted black and white, brand new. Never seen one in this city before.
Wow. Thanks for the call tonight, Mark. I appreciate the heads up, and I appreciate hearing from everybody in Indy certainly throughout the week. Obviously, we like hearing from you anytime, but during this week to kind of give us police state updates, as it sounds as though there's a real significant police presence down there and likely will continue to ramp up as the week goes along. So 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Derek J., we don't have time to play the audio, I don't think, from this video, but you recently posted a video of Ron Paul talking about secession over at fr33agents.com.
That's correct, yeah, and people can find it if they just Google FR33. But basically, Ron Paul put up a video on his campaign website addressing some of the comments that were coming from the media and liberals knocking secession as un-American. And I really appreciated this because I'm a big fan of secession. And I know that Governor Rick Perry from Ron Paul's state of Texas had mentioned the idea before. He hadn't said whether or not he wants to secede, but he just mentioned it in passing. And I just admire how calmly Ron Paul asserts the position that it's perfectly acceptable to talk about secession and debate about it. It's not something that should jump people back in their brains to the Civil War and think about racism and stuff, because he taught me in this video that New England had at one time considered secession in the early 19th century, and nobody considered them kooky or crazy or thought that they didn't have the right to do it,
right?
Because all of the states that signed up as part of the Constitution who had joined the U.S. before the Civil War, they expected that they would be able to secede.
Well, yeah, we can join. Shouldn't we be able to leave?
Right. I mean, what contract doesn't have an exit clause?
Right. Well, that's exactly what the point he's making is that we came together voluntarily and we should be able to dissolve voluntarily. And
absolutely.
I totally agree. I mean, he lists some of the benefits that could have occurred over the last 230 years if the federal government had been motivated to restrain its power out of fear that the states would have left the union. I mean, you can imagine all the federalism, all the programs that have been rolled out. One of the callers earlier was talking about how transportation is almost entirely federalized. Now you have to take federal roads if you want to travel from one place to another. But that could be totally different if the idea of secession had been alive and well over these last 200 years. So he also makes a point to give an interesting history lesson on the Pledge of Allegiance, where he reveals that it's a relatively new part of American history, that it came around in the late 1800s.
Does he mention it was written by a socialist?
He does, yes, and that it was written by that socialist to unite the people under the idea of a nation being indivisible. And he
Good
says
point.
That's... he empathized with a lot of the listeners saying, yeah, it sounds kind of crazy when people talk about secession because we all grew up saying this Pledge of Allegiance, one nation, indivisible.
We've been programmed.
Exactly. So he's like, this is just a new thing. It's relatively new. It's none of us were alive when it started, but these ideas are old. The idea of secession that we can just disband peacefully.
It's so important to talk about these things. I'm glad Ron Paul is willing to get out on Front Street and say, hey, I'm not afraid of this issue. This is an important issue. Not only that, I saw some of the clip. He says this is inherently an American thing, this idea of secession. So, you know, let's talk about it.
If you don't have the ability to, you know, if a state, quote unquote, doesn't have the ability to leave the United States, it isn't free anymore.
You're not. Yeah, it's not really a right. It's become an adjunct to the federal government. Let's go to Fred, listening in Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live at the end, Derek, Jane, Mark.
Hey, guys. I really enjoyed being a fly on the wall listening in here tonight, and I appreciate your taking my call.
Well, that's what we do, Fred. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. The contract issue here, as you alluded to earlier, relative to the law enforcement folks, any time the so-called public officials are in breach of contract by failing to do what's in the best interest of the private people, then they need to be prosecuted for, well, it's breach of the public trust, breach of contract.
But there is no
guilt
contract.
Of office, guilt of office is a verbally consummated contract. The taxpayers, so-called, are paying their salaries. But speaking of gun rights,
you could, by the way, you could claim the oath of office is a contract, and you know maybe you could make maybe there's some validity there in that they are actually agreeing to something, but it's never enforced.
I know, yeah. It's never enforced. You're right, but
right.
Article 1, Section 10, where it talks about the state's fiduciary duties, et cetera, says pass no law impairing the obligation of contracts, and then 14th Amendment identifies the public debt as a contractual debt obligation, which validity is not to be questioned. So I had the opportunity to ask Sheriff Richard Mack a question at Radio Liberty last week as to whether he, as a county sheriff, is engaged in law enforcement activities in enforcing contracts. And only his response was to defer to the host, Dan Monteith, who hung up. And I'm thinking, man, oh, man. And, you know, and then we got the federal corporation adopting the Nazi Gun Act of 38 as its official gun.
I wish I had more time to have you tell me about that, Fred. We're out of it for tonight, but call tomorrow. You're certainly welcome to explicate a little further at that time. We'll see you then online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.